most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And now entering the Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility, the only offensive player in this year's class and the only offensive center the Oakland Raiders had in their first 15 years of existence. Let's hear it for the great Jim Otto.
I played for the Oakland Raiders. My number was 00, which I got from my last name. I played more minutes. I was a starter in all the games and all postseason, preseason, and also, I think, 13 Pro Bowls.
People told me, oh, you'll be a Hall of Famer someday, but I never thought I was that good.
Jim got a lot of wisdom. You know, he was one of the best in the game.
I wanted to play football. That's what I wanted to do. As a boy, that was my dream, to be a football player.
The first Raider to be enshrined in Canton was Jim Otto, the greatest center in the history of the American Football League. He went in August of 1980 in his first year of eligibility, as Al Davis loved to call him, the indestructible Jim Otto. He played in 210 consecutive games and made a start in every game. 00 is amazing. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Popper rejoined by number 16, Jim Plunkett. And the Raiders have a long list of Hall of Famers, Jim, and that list may be growing as we show you a list of the nominees, 127 overall, including our friend Tom Flores. We're all dismayed that you're not on this list with Lester Hayes and Cliff Branch, to be sure. But peruse the list here. Who do you think is going to be wearing the gold jacket next? Warren Sapp probably would be a first ballot Hall of Famer, huh?
He could be. There's always a possibility of that. It's hard to say right now. I'm not really sure because I don't know exactly how this voting goes.
Yeah, none of us do. I think the guys that vote for it, the guys and women around the NFL that vote for it, has increased from 45 to 50. But hopefully Tom Flores, your head coach and a two-time Super Bowl winning head coach, after all these years, Jim, finally goes into Canton.
That would be very nice. I think we would all be very excited about that. I think he deserves it. He came in following an iconic coach in John Madden and led him to two Super Bowls in about a four-year period. Tremendous, tremendous coach.
And Tom is enjoying his bye week down in Palm Springs, and we'll see him next week, Jim, when the Raiders get back at it on October the 14th against the Atlanta Falcons. This will be the Raiders' first trip to the Georgia Dome since 2004. They have changed completely. Michael Vick is no longer the quarterback. They have drafted Matt Ryan, Jim. They are a playoff perennial. Never been able to win a playoff game, but this team right now has gotten off to a quick start, and many people think they are the best team currently in the NFC.
They certainly seem to be playing that way, offensively, defensively. They're having a great year, and Matt Ryan is playing probably as good or better than any quarterback in the NFL right now. Very accurate, high percentage. And whenever they need a big play from him, he seems to come up with one.
And with Julio Jones, the young wide receiver, joining the veteran Roddy White and the ageless tight end Tony Gonzalez, who we know so well, it's going to be a handful for the Raiders as they start the second quarter of the year. Take a look at the schedule coming up, Jim. The Raiders are going to play the NFC South this year and the AFC North. So we're going to see Atlanta, Jacksonville, Tampa after our annual trek to Kansas City. And then you go to Baltimore and New Orleans and Cincinnati. This is going to be a very tough schedule for this team.
Well, it certainly is. But you got to find a way to win a lot of those games, if not all of them. As we said, off to a little bit of a slow start, but there's no reason why they can't get it together. Now, I'll go back to 1980. If I can go back that far, our defense, first half of the season in 80, they were giving up almost 28 points a game. The second half of the season, they were giving up less than 14. So things can be turned around. Offensively, we turned things around as well, put up a lot of points, and it got us to the Super Bowl in 1981.
There's a lot of football yet to go. 12 more weeks starting with the game next weekend at Atlanta. All right, give me one key, and then I'll give you mine. What's one key you think the Raiders have got to either continue to do or turn around to have a successful final three quarters of the year?
They've already kind of answered the penalty problem. Their penalties are way down. They're doing a great job in that regard. But turnovers, they're right at zero, giving up as many footballs as we've gotten back on defense. And if they can continue that trend, they'll be in a lot of football games.
All right, mine's going to be number 20. The most explosive running back in pro football, Darren McFadden, the last couple of years has led the NFL in yards per rush. You take away the 64-yarder he had against Pittsburgh, Jim, he's averaging 2.4 yards a rush. The Raiders 2 years ago were number two in the NFL in rushing the football. Last year they were number seven. He's healthy right now. They've got to get number 20 going, Jim. That is the foundation. It's tough for Carson Palmer with these young wide receivers to drop back and throw it all the time if you don't set it up with the run game.
Yeah, just like in Pittsburgh. When he got off to that fast start, very first carry of the game, it really set the tone, and the Raiders, we've got to find a way to be able to do that game after game.
All right. During the bye week, I'm going to work on my touchdown Raiders call, Jim. I think we need more of those, so I'm going to spend the weekend doing that.
That's good.
Have a good weekend. We'll reconvene next week on the Silver and Black Show. Many thanks to Mike Goodson for dropping by this week, as always, and Raider young defensive coordinator Jason Tarver making his Silver and Black Show debut. For Jim Plunkett, I'm Greg Popp. Enjoy your bye week, and we'll talk to you next week as we get you ready for the Raiders and the Atlanta Falcons.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.